You have got to keep the well of ideas from running dry. How do you do that? Insert new inspiration, ideas, creativity. Today, we're talking about a crazy idea.
We're about to see the most amazing pictures ever made.
We are talking about sourcing content from history on today's episode of Video Production Daily.
Tightest farm here, not many miles from Cincinnati.
It's always difficult to feel like you've truly struck gold as you sit in a brainstorming session and you try and identify where your shoots are going to take place, what music is going to amplify your piece, what B-roll you might have at your disposal, motion graphics, all of the things we regularly grab at and often overlooked is the power of historical audio.
Boys, there's gold in that thar pan!
Now let me tell you, I'm a total and complete sucker for having a strong, emotional speech with a strong music bed underlying a piece of video. I feel that it really helps connect an audience to a theme, if that theme is in harmony with the message that you're trying to communicate to your audience. As you watch the hero of your story progress through their struggle, it can be important to remind people that this is part of a multi-generational struggle. Now I love themes. Themes are such an important part of media. Themes have been an important part of media for as long as there's been media.
We have seen the American motion picture become foremost in all the world. We've seen it reflect our civilization throughout the rest of the world. The aims and the aspirations and the ideals of a free people and of freedom itself.
Now, you can brush that example off as cheesy because, yeah, it's a little cheesy. But the truth is, it's something that I put together really quickly. So how do you put something like that together quickly? Well, the truth is there's all kinds of historical elements that you can use, footage and audio, in many of your productions to give them more of a historical feel, to really help people feel like there's a lot of depth to the message that you're conveying. And there's a lot of reasons why you might choose to use historical audio. But this is Video Production Daily. We focus on tips that you can use. So where can you find these gems hiding out on the internet? Training.npr.org. As you can imagine, NPR is using all kinds of historical audio in so much of their reporting and the pieces that they put together, and they've got a great training site on how to use historical audio, including what to look for when you're licensing a piece of audio. Most importantly, they have a terrific list of resources. You can spend hours and hours combing the Internet Archive like I've done in the past, or you can look at NPR's curated list to help take you to collections that you're going to find most relevant quickly. I sourced all of the audio for today's episode in about 10 minutes. It was really fast just going through some of the resources that they had there on training.npr.org. What you heard today was ad views. You heard some things from Universal Newsreels. That's a great source. There's a lot of old-time radio and other Creative Commons audio out there. One thing that's really fun to listen to is old commercials.
Take it from Carinkles. That's me. The best breakfast under the big top is Post Sugar Rice Carinkles. It's so good, I crinkle every time I eat it.
I will not deny you. A link to these NPR resources in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me. I know how hard it can be to keep those brainstorming sessions fresh. I hope that you found an idea here today that you can incorporate into one of your projects in the future. Thanks so much for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily.